Well, the makers of Troopin' Him have done it again. BlindSoftware.com have released a brand new game called Pipe, and I'm here to review it for you today on Main Menu. So, what's this game all about? Well, it's pretty simple. You are a plumber who has been contracted by three of the world's major cities to fix their underlying pipe structures. And you do this by using a toolbox, and you have a number of pipes that you have to choose. And you have to fit the right pipe in there in time before the water comes and drenches you. And there are other little beasties that come along and try to get you. And it's just a fun game. It's really addictive, I have to say. And the price is okay, too. If you have the money, it's definitely worth it. So I'll tell you more about buying the game and other things like that at the end of the review. So let's show you how a game works, actually. So, you don't need any screen reader for this game, so what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be shutting down my screen reader, which is JAWS 4.02, and I'm already focused on the Pipe 1.0 icon, so we'll do that. And by the way, the game ships on CD, so you must have the CD in the drive in order to play the game, so if you try to play the game without the CD in the drive, you'll get an error message. But my CD's in the drive now, so that's not a worry for me. So, let's quit JAWS here with Insert plus F4, and press Enter, and we'll focus ourselves on the pipe icon and get going with the game. And then we'll take you through all the different little options, and this game is self-voicing, so there's no screen reader required, obviously. So, let's press Enter on the icon and start the game.
Open the pipe. Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press Enter. Start a game.
All right, first one is start a game. Pretty self-explanatory there. Next we have
training mode,
which I'll show you in just a couple of minutes here. Training mode actually takes you through the game and gives you an audio tutorial about how to do it. So we'll do that. So next we have
learn game sounds.
So learn the game sounds. It's a good idea to play that before you start the game for the very first time, because you want to get used to the sounds and how it all works. So next we have
view your top 10 scores.
View your top 10 scores. That's a good idea. You can track your own progress and things like that. It's very groovy. Next we have
send your score to blindsoftware.com.
All right. Very cool feature, which allows you to send your score to blindsoftware.com, and you can be in the top 10 if you're good enough. So, next we have
test your speaker settings.
Good idea to test the speaker settings before you actually start the game, because you want to make sure the speakers are oriented properly. So, next we have
quit game and exit.
Alright, so we'll arrow back up to learn game sounds.
Test your learn game sounds.
Alright, and pressing enter on this will get us the different game sounds. Not all of them, but most of them.
Use your up and down arrow keys to hear the various sounds. The pipe you selected fits.
Alright, the pipe you selected fits. That's the sound you hear when you actually find a pipe that fits the pipe you're supposed to be looking at there. So, when you're cycling through the different pipes and you hear that sound, that means it's time to hit the control key to hammer the pipe in. So, you'll hear that sound.
The pipe you selected fits.
Alright, so that's the sound you hear when a pipe actually fits. So, the next one we have is
the pipe you selected does not fit.
That's kind of a softer sound there, but basically that's the idea. The pipe you selected does not fit, and you'll hear that sound.
The pipe you selected does not fit.
Okay, next we have
you cannot use your hammer.
So this is what happens when you try to use your hammer on a pipe that doesn't have the right pipe fitted with it. So if you try to do that, by the way, you'll lose points. So try and do that as little as possible. So careful with that. Next we have
you successfully fitted a pipe.
Pretty easy sound to remember there, I'd say. So and the audio tutorial will make things a whole lot easier to understand if you're a little confused. So next we have
you tripped.
Alright, sometimes you trip on the way to the next pipe, and if you do that, you want to hit the arrow keys so you can regain your balance. So next sound is...
You grabbed something to regain your balance.
A very soft sound there, but you'll hear it while the music is playing, and you'll know that you're standing upright again, and you're able to move on to the next one. So next we have...
Return to the main menu.
Alright, so now we'll go back to that, and we'll go to training mode next.
Hi, I'm breathing the pipe. Use your up and down arrow keys to start training mode.
Alright, so this is an action audio tutorial that Justin recorded to actually help you get more acquainted with the game. So, we'll do that, and we'll do the practice session just for fun. How about that?
Training mode. Note, do not press the control key, or it will stop the talking tutorial and bring you directly to the practice session. Here we're going to show you how to select the pipe out of your toolbox and hammer it into place. If you're using a desktop layout, with your right hand, place your pinky on the up arrow key and your pointer finger on the enter key.
All right.
Again, with your right hand, place your pinky on the up arrow key and your pointer finger on the enter key.
All right.
However, if you're using a laptop layout, place your ring finger on the up arrow key and your pointer finger on the forward slash key, also referred to as the question mark key. To cycle through pipes in your toolbox, the motion is like this. Up arrow enter, up arrow enter, up arrow enter. And on the laptop, it would be up arrow forward slash, etc. When you find a pipe in your toolbox that fits, you'll hear this. When a pipe does not fit, you'll hear this. After you have the correct pipe selected in your toolbox, you have to hammer it into place. You do this by using the control key, bottom left hand corner, on either the laptop or desktop. And you press it so many times to hammer the pipe into place. It sounds like this. After you've hammered a pipe into place, you actually grab your toolbox and slide it over, and it sounds like this. So now we're going to give you a chance to practice this.
All right.
You have three pipes in your toolbox. You have to hammer a pipe twice to get it to fit into place. And there are 15 pipes total to fit for the practice session. You'll either start on the left side of the screen, working toward the right, or you'll start on the right side of the screen, working toward the left.
All right.
When you finish fitting all 15 pipes, the practice session will end, and you'll return to the main menu. At any time you want to quit the practice session, just press the escape key. You can start now.
All right. So now we're starting on the right side, working to the left. So as you can tell, I'm finding the right pipe and hammering into place. So it sounds like this. Wow, getting very lucky hitting on the first try. Moving towards the center now. Moving towards the left now. Alright. That's it.
Hi, I'm breathing the pipe. Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press enter.
Okay.
Start a game.
And we'll do that. We'll start a game, and we'll show you the different cities you can go to. San Diego is the easiest. Toronto is the normal level, and Spain is the insane level. So we'll show you the different cities here.
The following cities have problems with their pipes. Use your up and down arrow keys to select the city you'd like to work on, and then press enter.
San Diego, California, USA.
That's the first one. Next we have... Toronto, Ontario, Canada, eh? So, that's the second one. He doesn't say it so clear, but that's what it is. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So, and then we have... Now, I'm not sure what he said there, and if anybody knows, email me and let me know what he said. So, but anyways, the idea is that it's Madrid, Spain, and that's the hardest level you have. So we'll go to the easiest, which is San Diego, and we'll do the first few levels of the game, and we'll even show you the bonus level, which is quite fast-paced, I have to say. So unfortunately, you guys listening on Main Menu might be a bit confused by that, but I will do my very best to try and explain how the bonus level works. So we'll arrow up to San Diego, and we'll get things going here.
San Diego, California, USA.
All right.
3 pipes in your toolbox. 10 total pipes to fit this level. 2 hits of your hammer to fit a pipe.
All right. So we're starting from the left and working right. Kind of in the middle now. And I should mention, by the way, that when you're moving on the different levels on Toronto and Madrid, you have to slide the toolbox along manually with the right or left arrow key, depending upon where you are.
95,176 points.
All right.
Four pipes in your toolbox. 10 total pipes to fit this level. 2 hits of your hammer to fit a pipe.
All right. Starting from the left and going to the right. Okay. Getting very lucky, Blue. Kind of in the middle now. Moving towards the right. There we go. At the end of level 2 there.
185,950 points.
4 pipes in your toolbox.
3 hits of the hammer to hit a pipe. Kind of in the middle now. We started off on the left and working right, by the way. Uh-oh. Spanky dog. Oops. That's gonna leave a mark. All right. Okay.
207,550 points.
Pipes in your toolbox. 10 total pipes to fit this level. 3 hits of your hammer to fit a pipe.
Okay. Starting from the right and moving left. Oops.
Yes.
Tripped and then I tripped there. There we go. Okay.
278,550 points.
Time for the bonus round.
Bonus round. Use your left or right arrow keys to position yourself under a falling item. Next, use your up or down arrow keys to match the sound of the falling item. Finally, press the control key to accept the falling item. Catch as many falling items as you can. You have 30 seconds.
All right.
Good luck.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes. Me.
Yes.
Me. Yes.
Me.
Yes. Me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes. Extra light.
Me.
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 Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me. Me.
Your total points for the bonus round are
205,600
points.
Pipes in your toolbox. 12 total pipes to fit this level. 4 hits of your hammer to fit a pipe.
Okay, I'm going to pause the game for just a second and try to explain to you what happened there. So basically you had a bunch of falling items, and you heard a bunch of sounds there, and you knew, you can always tell when you're underneath a falling item when you hear the beeping sound. So let's say you hear a saxophone sound in the right speaker. So you're going to use your right arrow key to move where the clicking sound is in the right speaker, and then when you hear a beeping sound, you know you're there. So then you would need to use your up and down arrow keys to match the sound of the falling item. So you would use your up and down arrow keys to find a saxophone sound, and then you would say, okay, that matches up, and then you would hit the control key to match the sound of the falling item. Then when you match the sound, you hit the control key, and then you would try to match as many sounds as you can in 30 seconds, and as you can tell, I got 12 or more, which means I got an extra life, so, which is pretty cool. So it takes a while to get used to, but once you get used to it, it's a lot of fun, and it's very addictive. So hopefully I explained that okay, and if I didn't, please email me, and I'll try to explain it as best I can. So I paused the game by pressing the Alt key, so I'm going to unpause it now, and we're going to play this last level, and we're going to call it a game. So, we'll keep going here, and then we'll play this last level here. Alright, now, so it takes 4 hits of the hammer to hit a pipe, and we're going from right to left. Okay. Nope, got a bat. Over there, got a bat to get rid of. Alright, so now we are in the center.
Yes!
Got over Spanky the dog that time. Alright. We've got a couple more to do, and that should be it. Alrighty.
585,268 points.
5 pipes in your toolbox.
I'm gonna press escape here.
12 total pipes to fit this level. 4 hits of your hammer to fit a pipe.
Game over. Your final score is
585,268 points. I have broken the pipe. Use your up and down arrow key to start a game.
Okay. So now it's time to post our score to blindsoftware.com. Hopefully I made the top 10 here. But if I didn't, it's just a demonstration, so. Okay, so we'll arrow down.
Training, learn a game, view your time. Send your score to blindsoftware.com.
Press enter on this.
Press Y if you are connected to the internet. Otherwise, press N.
Alright, so we'll press Y. And I'm on a cable modem, so.
Send in score, please wait.
Sorry, your score is too low. Please try again. I am broken the
pipe. Oh, well.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press enter. Start a game.
And if I had a score that was good enough, it would have said, congratulations, you've made the top 10. Your position is, and then it would tell you where you are in the top 10. So, we'll arrow down to quit game and exit, and then I'll tell you how to actually buy the game.
Quick game and exit. Thank you for playing Pipe, a BSC and Dansoft production.
So that's the game there, and if you didn't notice, of course, you guys listening to Main Menu are hearing the game in mono, and this game contains a lot of very cool stereo sound effects and music. So if you want the stereo sound effects and the music, you gotta go download the demo. Now the demo only contains the first four levels, and you don't have the ability to post your score to the blindsoftware.com top 10 like I did. And so if you get the full version, you are getting just a preview of what you get. You also get the ability, like I said, you get the ability to post your scores, and you also get the bonus level that I played just a couple of seconds ago here. So, and also, you know, as time goes on, your the number of pipes in your toolbox increases, and the water runs out faster. So, there's a lot of things you can look forward to in the full version, should you decide to buy it. And the full version costs about, I'd say, $25.95 U.S. dollars. So, that's not too bad, I'd say. Not for a game like this. And you can download the demo, which, by the way, is only about 6 megabytes, thanks to hyper nifty compression technology at www.bscgames.com, which, by the way, is a new division of blindsoftware.com. So check that out. They're selling Pipe and Troponym at a reduced price. Troponym has been around for a few months now, so if you want to hear the review of that, you have to go back into the ACB Radio main menu archives. So, there you go. That's the review for you. If you have any questions or comments, you can get a hold of me at Toonhead, that's TOONHEAD, at acbradio.org, and I'd be happy to respond to you any questions or comments you might have or anything like that. So, hope you have fun with the game, and hope you enjoyed the review. For ACB Radio's main menu, this is Chris Garstead saying so long for now.